Campus FM presents Ernesto Panza, a play written by Vincent Vella. Vella is a writer of prize-winning stories in English, some of which have been published overseas. He has also published a novel entitled Inside the Horse, a book of plays called Bagalia Holm, as well as two books for children. On four occasions, he was placed among the winners of the Concours Kitba Alpalk Premio Francis Ebeyer. Three of his plays have been staged at the Manuel Theatre and another one at university. Ernesto Panza was his second play at the Theatre of St. James Cavalier. In 2005, Vincent Vella was again a regional winner for Europe, the BBC World Service and British Council International Radio Playwriting Competition with his play Valeriana, the Titans Rock. But let us now listen to Ernesto Panza.
Ernesto Panza by Vincent Vella. With Ivan Meredith as Ernesto and James Wilby as Osvaldo.
No, please, no, please. No! No! Please! No! No!
Hey! Hey, hey, no, wake up! Wake up! It's me! It's me!
Oh, stay there for a moment!
It's okay! It's okay! It's me! All right. You're all right. You're having one of your nightmares. That's all.
Come on, what time is it?
Nearly four.
Four, that's when they used to come for us.
Look, it's nearly time to get up anyway. I'll get you some water, all right?
Thanks.
Here.
Thanks.
I haven't been this bad for months. Almost as bad as when you first came here.
It's the fear. Ever since you told me of the man.
Oh, that, but look, forget that. I've told you, I haven't seen the man for days. I could have imagined it, or it was
no,
a mistake.
No, this is important. If they started following you, it's important.
It was a mistake, surely. Why follow me if they know about you?
Of course they know about me. They can pick me up anytime they want. It's a warning. Don't you see that? A warning.
What for? I've kept clean ever since you've been here. I've kept
How
clean.
The hell do I know? But whatever it is, the bank. My head here.
I'm sorry.
I should have said stop saying you're sorry. Nothing you could have done about it. Where are my clothes? Shit. Oh, can't we have one blasted night without that noise?
Hey, it's all right. We're in here. We're okay.
Sure. We're okay.
I'll get some coffee.
Damn, why do I go on at the poor sod? What can you do with a guy that you walk all over him like that? Every other word he says is sorry. Sorry if he ran out of fags. Sorry for the noise the neighbors make. Sorry because he wasn't picked with the rest of us. Sorry. I don't know why I keep pitying the guy either. He's a tough bastard. Not too bright, but as stubborn as a meal. Ernestino, we call him. Little Ernesto. Otherwise he's El Cochinito. Little pig because he's skinny and never washes. The whole place is filthy. Floors littered with leftovers, the pipes soup, and the place stinks of shit. And the noise, my God. The whole block's bursting. Seven to a room and growing. You pointed out to Ernestino, he stares blankly as if you're mad. Doesn't even notice the stink and the noise. He's from some godforsaken village down south.
Here we are, fresh coffee.
That's the Mendozas. The young one's cutting his teeth. Every time he's home, he makes her a baby. Six convictions, six Ninos. Oh, the milk.
Funny, eh? Here I am knocking the guy all over the floor. So why don't I just get up and leave? Because he's the only one that'll have me. That's why. I told you it was plucky. After they let me go, I turned into a pariah. A piece of shit no one would touch with a barge pole. But not Ernestino. He dragged me right off the street and put me in here. nurse me back into some sort of shape. Except for the cough. And that's close to 10 months now.
Hey, Osvaldo.
Yes?
In your sleep, you called out the professor's name several times.
Did I? Figures. I get nightmares just thinking of the man.
You're unjust.
Look, how many times have we been over this? Forget him, you understand? He's dead. Finished. He's always been bad news.
I don't know. Listen, I have to be off. There's rice and some chicken. The bread's a little stale. I'll get a fresh loaf this evening. Buen dia.
Sure, you do that.
Oh, and don't forget the fags.
Buen dia. Well, at the moment he's working in a factory by the railway. Cardboard cases, I think he said. The rest of the day's mine. I suppose I should put away a few things, tidy up the place. Oh, instead, I stay in here, listening to the rest of the block going about his business. All so thin you can hear a fart 3 floors up. No one makes me do it, you understand? Well, when they let me go, they gave me back my paper as part of the deal. I choose to stay in here. Wouldn't know how to handle it if I went outside. Sometimes I listen to the radio. Rubbish from the state station. Heard the way he talks to the professor. When his messiah walked the earth. He's so bloody gullible. That was back in the winter of 72. 2 years after Allende won us our great victory.
Hello. Hey, Ernestino, face to faces, make it snappy. Come in.
Bravo.
Cochinito. Pull up a chair.
I can't. I have to see to the pool tables. Luis doesn't like it
Luis,
when I stop.
Oh, Luis, with Luis. You can't treat our friends like that. Right, boys.
Yeah. All right, 2 minutes. Then.
Bravo. Hey, I want you to meet my Yankee friend. Hey, Sally. Sally.
Yeah?
Come and meet Ernestino. He's a pal of mine.
Hi.
Mucho gusto.
Stop eyeing the girl like you want to eat her up.
Shut up, Osvaldo. Are you at university?
No, at the agricultural college.
That's where we met. They grow the herbs for the chemistry department. Ernestino works for Luis.
Yeah, he's a bouncer.
Knocks them over with his stomach.
Oh, ha ha.
But you're not from Santiago?
No, my people come from San Jacinto, near Puerto Montt.
Mining?
No, we work a tract of land on the hacienda. Before, my father only worked in the mine when the crops were bad.
Why before?
Because now that the mines have been nationalized, he works there all the time. Now we don't fatten the Yankees' pockets anymore. It's for Chile, for us, huh? Without meaning offense.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm not American.
Oh, forgive me, your accent.
No, my father's a gringo, but my mother's Chilean. After they split up, we came back here.
And you're also a medical student?
Political science.
Ernestino's the genuine article. The only real proletarian in this dark.
Put a sock in it, Osvaldo.
I could well understand why Osvaldo was making a fool of himself with the girl. She was warm, sweet. The kind of girl who makes a man feel good. She was beautiful. I told her of the celebrations back in San Jacinto the night of the socialist victory, that at last it was a chance for the rest of us. And I told her of the bursary and my family seeing me off to Santiago, the son who'd no longer have to lick the boots of the patron. She was that kind of girl. No wonder Osvaldo was angry at me.
Aren't you neglecting your pool tables? Hey there, Luis! Service! What are we have to do to get some service in this area?
Okay, what is it you want?
That's better. Hurry, or the patron will get angry.
Oh, you're disgusting! Leave him alone!
It's true. For a while, there had only been me and the girl in the room. I talked to her like a man talks to his sweetheart. That's why there were things I kept from her. I didn't tell her how lost I felt at the college. What my family took to be great learning back in San Jacinto proved to be so little once I was in the city.
Cerveza, beer, where's that damn cochinito gone?
Coming.
I became part of the students' crowd. They got me to run errands for them. They thought I did it because I was nothing but a servile campesino, a bootlicker. They were wrong. I did it because where I come from, when a friend asks you a favor, you do it.
So when I finished work, they let me sit with them. They talked big, like the apothecary back home.
Here in today's portada.
You read that trash!
We have to know what's going on. This is reactionary subversion. What are we waiting for?
By then, the troubles had started in earnest.
It's all very well, but it's not enough. All bank accounts must be frozen. No matter what the army says, nothing leaves the country. Nothing. Yeah. They started demanding.
What?
Son
what?
Of a bitch. Can you believe that? Demanding Allende's resignation.
That's what you get if you show no fault.
What's Allende waiting for God's sake? We've all heard what Kissinger had to say. Make Chile scream is their cry.
Damn Kissinger, it's all a Yankee plot.
Now's the time to strike, now!
Democratic socialism.
They talked big and drank like fish. And after what happened, maybe we should have listened to them. Can't say I understood all of what they said. Some of the words I recognised because of the men who toured the villages on their trucks before the election, but not all. And another thing I couldn't understand. For people who denied all religion, their speech was blasphemous, like Masons. There were times when I blushed for Sally and the other girls, only they were as bad as the men, even Sally, which made me sad. Besides, they were wrong. Not all priests are bad. Padre Jose taught me to read and write. And when the men refused to go down the mines and they sent in the militia, he spoke for them to the governor. When I'd been at the pool hall for about 2 months, Professor Latour came in. Osvaldo said he'd been sick. He stood in the middle of the room and smiled, his small eyes behind thick glasses and long hair which came down to his shoulders.
Is that the professor?
God, listen to the clod. What did you expect? Horns and tail.
But you said he was 53.
So what?
Well, his skin's so smooth.
What's this then?
Back home, a man's lined like a tortoise at 40. At 53, he's an old man.
Well, this is Santiago, not the backwards of nowhere.
Some wine, Luis.
I was drawn to the man, though I felt a bit shy. There were times when he spoke to me with great kindness.
Ernestino, oh, where is that boy?
Here, Professor.
There you are. Come here. Tell us about your folks. Tell us about...
I told him about the hacienda and about the times when the crops failed. And I told him about the mines and how the men got sick and coughed up their lungs. Then I was much moved. And Osvaldo and his friends found that very funny. But the professor would stop them and take my side.
Come on, let the boy speak. We must give the Pueblo its voice. You are doubting Thomas. Let your faith be like Ernestino's, he who never doubts and never questions.
But at other times, for no reason that I could see, he'd tease me and put me aside. When that happened, I felt sad. Maybe I did something wrong of which I wasn't aware. I mean, a man like that must have found me little more than a nuzzling pup. All yelp and no sense.
Here, Osvaldo, sit by me. Let me be surrounded by men who are fat. Yon Ernestino has a lean and hungry look.
I'm not fat.
No, not yet, but you soon will be. Big and fat, a proper bourgeois. But you, Ernestino, you're dangerous. Fanatics look like you, a distraught Christ.
Or a Judas.
Or a Judas. We shall have to see.
And I'd become all confused and too shy to protest, which made Osvaldo all the angrier.
Where's your pride, peasant? What have you got in your veins, mud?
I didn't protest. I preferred to listen. They argued about books and politics. Those were troubled times. The right organized strikes and the Americans paid lackeys to stir up unrest. There were power cuts and the truckers stopped. Santiago came to a standstill for days. Workers clashed with the police and many were injured. They wanted to break Chile, make us crawl and beg. The students were uncertain what to do. At the cantina, the professor spoke of calm, and we listened with care. We were glad of a steady hand. All except Osvaldo.
We listen to the wise owl. We wait till they drive us into the Pacific.
Now's the time to go and kick the crap out of them.
And play right into their hands.
They'll call in the army as they did at the mines.
It's starting to sound like him. And since when has Latour become the party's oracle? If he's such a big shot with Allende, what's he doing here?
Allende is his friend.
Think, you clod. Think. Why isn't he given a bigger role then? If he's such a bosom buddy.
Shut up, Osvaldo. You're sore because Sally's making eyes at the man.
Let him keep the
hole. Oh, listen to the bull of the Andes.
You ask his sister. She wasn't complaining last night.
I felt bad when Osvaldo spoke like that. He was in love with Sally. Why deny it? All of us were in love with Sally. I longed to see her day after day. She was nice to everybody. I can't remember a hard word out of her, ever. She was tall and slender. I loved to see her move. Her hair, brown and shiny, fell about her shoulders. But she had no eyes for anyone except Latour. Osvaldo seethed. He found pleasure in talking dirty because he knew it made us feel bad.
Take to the scholarly life, Ernestino. Turns you randy and draws the sluts.
Osvaldo.
Stuff
him. You're green. Look at him squirm. Why do you think the professor honors us with his presence so often, eh?
I don't know. He likes being here.
Oh, get real, hombre. We're his happy hunting ground. That's why.
I shrugged, pretending that what he said didn't cut me like a sickle. The way the professor was with the students brought no honor to him. Many nights when the bar closed, he went home with one of the girls. But who am I to pass judgment on such a man? He saw the world with different eyes. He lived by other rules. In a few months, everything turned to dust. Strikes paralyzed the country. Street fighters from Patria y Libertad gunned down the truckers who tried to bring food to the workers' barrios. Every morning, bodies were fished out of the Mapocho River. Classes were deserted. Sometimes no more than a handful turned up at the pool hall. But Osvaldo was there every day, and Sally. She'd come in tired and sleepy after a night plastering the walls with a paper alerta. I say this of Osvaldo because you mustn't judge him as he is now. In those days, he was strong and defiant. I was frightened. There were mornings when I had to turn back, but whenever I could, I went to the college and afterwards to the pool hall. I even had to sleep there twice after we'd pulled down the shutters.
Look at us, whispering like a bunch of old women.
Stop shooting your mouth off.
People are frightened. Not everyone is crazy like you.
And where are Pablo and Umberto?
Why do you ask? You know very well where they are. They're gone, like hundreds of others.
You're like rats jumping ship down the whole lot of them.
It's us you're hollering at. Us.
We submit. And we should be fighting.
Fighting with what?
One word. Just one word is what the army's waiting for.
Excuse me. You're a party member. What's the party doing about it?
It's almost as if we've lost hope.
And who's helping us? Nobody.
Who did you expect? Russia? Castro? Forget it, comrade, we're alone.
And the professor? Where's that champion of moderation? Has he skipped it as well?
You had to bring that up, didn't you? You know very well he's sick.
I bet.
I wonder what pleasure you get out of it.
In August 73, in a bid to save Chile from the coming horror, Allende named Pinochet commander-in-chief of the army. Everyone held their breath. 3 weeks later, that man hit back. By this stage, I was no longer going to classes. That day, I only made it to the pool hall because I started out at 6. By 7, the streets were full of troops. Sally didn't make it. There were no more than 5-6 people in the hall. The whole world was quiet. Osvaldo was in a foul mood.
Hey, Cochinito! Come on, why this filthy table?
Coming, coming.
Pigs are out in force this morning.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's the bloody Air Force, that's what!
It started.
Oh, God, Ernestina, you stupid pig! I mean, look at my trousers!
Antoine!
Dropping bombs!
There, over there!
The Moneda is in flames.
What? The presidential palace?
Bastards! Pigs!
You idiot bastards!
Get off me!
Come on! Fascist! Fascist! You know, Allende died of bullet wounds inside La Moneda. They say he shot himself. Lies. Oh, lies. Pinochet's henchmen cut him down. Later it was to get much worse, when they found that there was no one to stand up to them. The whole of Chile came under the rule of the men whose eyes were hidden behind dark glasses, and their souls beneath a snarl.
One more beer then. It's time for a last one before the curfew. Hey, Ernestino, two beers, one for yourself.
All right. No, honestly.
Drink up. This place is a graveyard.
Osvaldo, we're heavy of heart.
Hey, turn that radio off if you can't find anything more cheerful.
I really have to be going. See you in class.
See you in class. Why? Because the junta decrees that life has to go on.
Come on, Osvaldo. Talking tough won't get you anywhere.
Oh, yes, it will. It gets you into trouble, and you don't want trouble, do you?
No use banging your head against the wall. We have to give it time to wait.
Wait for what, for Christ's sake? We're finished!
Hey, boys, not so loud, eh? You know what the notice says? No politics.
Well, we may drink but not talk, right?
Take it as you will. I don't want no trouble.
Castrated rabbit.
You what?
Careful, hey, hombre. Take it easy.
Oh, go home.
We never saw that student again, poor boy. He joined thousands of the disappeared who never came back.
Guess who I ran into the other day? Well, come on, you pillock.
I don't know.
Sally, that's who.
Sally?
Yes, Sally.
How is she?
All right, I guess. She's still with the professor, you know.
But he's no longer teaching at the university.
I know. Her mother's gone back to the States, and they moved into her house. And
where's that?
Barrio Alto.
Well, that's right across town. How did you meet her?
She comes in every now and then. Came in here asking for me.
How's the professor?
He was sick, but he's better now.
What did she want?
She says the professor's been asking for us. Wants me to visit him. You as well.
Me?
That's what she says.
Why would he want to see me?
The hell do I know? Says to be there Friday evening.
Friday evening? We'll never make it back before the curfew.
She says we can sleep over.
Are you going?
I suppose so. Listen, Ernestino, if I go, you're coming as well.
I don't know. What
cut
will
the
Lewis...
crap. You're coming here.
But Osvaldo...
No buts. What do I tell Sally and the professor? You refuse to meet them? That you've gone over to the opposition, maybe? Eh? Let's finish your beer.
You sure it's here?
That's what she said. Can't probably tell in the dark.
Big houses.
Breathe it in, boy. That's money.
Osvaldo? Ernestino, is that you?
Of course it's us. Who do you think it is? Hi, Sally.
Hi, guys. Nice to see you. Come on in. All the others are here.
Osvaldo! Ernestino! What's this? A party?
A few people from the old crowd. You have to be careful.
Osvaldo, Ernestino, come in, boys. Come in.
How do you think, Professor?
Professor.
And you wouldn't let me down. Come here, Ernestina, let's have a look at you. Hmm?
Where's the beer?
It's over there. You help yourself. If Mohammed won't come to the mountain. Ernestino, the steadfast.
Ernestino, get yourself a drink and come and talk to Pedro.
It was like being back at the pool hall. Only this time, I didn't have to get the beer. I couldn't believe it. I was in the same room as Sally and the professor.
And now, gather round. The professor's going to read to us his canto.
No. Listen.
Listen, everybody, you know, I can't raise my voice, so give me a break. Hmm? I wrote this canto in reverence to our beloved tormented Chile. I want to share it with you, my true friends, since the others, when the hour struck, decided to be elsewhere. It's called the Don Quixote Lament. And when I look at you, so young, so full of life, I know that the dark night that enwraps us now will not last. Chile will rise again. And as to the rest of us, our high-blown pride at length has broken under us and now has left us weary and old. No, please, my friends, please, let us speak the truth tonight of all nights. Yes, we're weary and old. Very likely when the light breaks out again over Chile, we'll not be here to witness it. We don't deserve it. So here it is. The Don Quixote Lament. Wherefore do you wander afar in foreign realms, most gallant and intrepid knight, when close at home monsters abound who tear children from their mother's breast, and prelates with generals sup and both their bread dip in frothy blood caught in the skulls of our youth, and afterwards in drunken stupor on their couches slither and writhe in hermaphroditic embrace, spindly legs twitching beneath bellies bloated with undigested flesh. Why spurn us when we've gone to such pains to provide all the proper props? You can still tilt at whirling blades of giant dragonflies provided by our concerned brothers from the north and which spit flashes of death. You can still storm deep, endless dungeons from where arise shrieks and pleas for mercy to an unheeding heaven. True. We cannot find Sancho to tell him you're coming. He's disappeared. When you come, get pictures of him, and we'll organize night parties and plaster his face, adorned with black question marks, across the walls of the Plaza Mayor. And it is with heavy heart that we can't ascertain the whereabouts of your beloved Dulcinea, unless you happen to trip over some reaching hand in the loose earth over a hastily covered grave.
Well said, Professor.
Thank you, my friends. There was another reason why I called you in tonight. Oh, it is a sad day when friends have to meet in secret. It's not just old age which is closing in on us. I'm a marked man. Many of our friends have disappeared, and others keep away from me like I carry the plague. It's only a matter of time before there is the knock on the door. Sally.
These are some of Professor Latour's most recent works, unpublished. We tried to get them out of Chile, but as he says, former friends don't know us anymore.
Traitors. If we have to go, these may yet be worth saving. So come, my friends, there's life in us yet.
Yeah. Hmm?
So before we break up tonight, and provided you're willing, I'll give each of you a piece from these works. That way, I'll know they're in friendly hands who will wish them well. Let them then set forth into the dark night. Hmm?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much.
We should do things properly. Hmm? Set up a front. The patriotic front of Professor Latour.
The secret order of the windmill.
Yeah. I've got it. That's it. The secret order of the knights of the windmill.
Oh, no. Order, order, order.
No. We need a proper investiture.
Oh, no, no, please, sorry.
Yes, yes, Nicky, you sit over here. The others line up on that side. Guillermo, throw over one of those cushions. Okay. Now, whoever comes up kneels on the cushion here.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stop it.
The killjoy.
Ernestina, move in with the others. Okay, now start. Let's see. First one. Guillermo.
Come, Guevara.
Yes, Professor.
I hereby enroll you in the most holy and secret order of the Knights of the Windmill. This book I put in your charge to cherish and guard against the dark forces of the night. Arise, Senor Guillermo Alejandro Uribe. This book I put in your charge to cherish and guard against the dark forces of the night. Arise, Senora Sola Epinoza!
My heart was pounding. Any minute now, Sally would call my name. I prayed to God I'd get it right.
Arise, Senor Osvaldo Javier Aguilera.
Ah,
Osvaldo, my Lancelot, the one who will oust the ancient king.
Ernestino?
Come hither. Ernestino?
Yes, Professor.
I hereby enroll you in the most holy and secret order of the Knights of the Windmill. This canto I put in your charge to cherish and guard against the dark forces of the night. Arise, Senor Ernesto Panza!
Yes!
Ernestino the Steadfast. You take good care of it, you hear?
I will, Professor. I will.
Yes, here's tonight.
Hey, skinny man, need any help carrying your skinny book?
They laughed because they had big books, thick books. The canto was just 6 pages, small enough to slip into my pocket. But it's written in beautiful handwriting and has a painted cover. It shows the mad knight on poor Rocinante facing the whirling windmills. Sancho's holding his hands to his head. Sally painted it. I treasure it above everything that has ever been mine.
Osvaldo.
Mm? What is it?
About the canto.
Well,
I don't know much about poetry. The others seem to like it. What do you think?
The others? Why can't you think for yourself for once? You heard him read it. What do you think?
I don't know. When he read it, I was angry. I wanted to shout and smash things. And then I wanted to cry.
Well, there you are then. It made you cry. Shut up and go to sleep.
But what did you think?
What does it matter what I think? Most likely it's nothing but bombast.
What?
Hot air. Who knows? Good night.
In the morning, we said goodbye to the others and left with heavy hearts. Sally was smiling and so beautiful that it hurt to look at her. I knew that was to be the last time I was to see her, the professor, and most of my friends. Like a puma that comes down from the mountains and is left unchecked, the junta went crazy with a taste of blood. Many of my friends had been picked up, one by one. Guillermo, Sola, and Pedro never made it. The professor, Sally, and others, including Osvaldo, went underground. And then I, too, went into hiding. For weeks, I didn't venture out of the barrio. But for some reason, they didn't come after me, and after a while, I came out again. Luis refused to take me back, and I went to work at the carton factory. Then in July, we got to know that the professor and Sally had left for the United States. I was happy for them. In December, Osvaldo was brought back to the Barrio Bayo. He was in a bad way. Sick, with broken teeth and sores all over his body. If they came for him again, he wouldn't be able to get away, and others would be put in danger. We went to live downtown. Then we heard that the professor was dead. I was broken with grief. How could that be possible? I could not think of him dead. The junta sent their killers after him. They got him in the end.
Oh no, not again. Can't we have a moment? Quiet up there! Oh, for heaven's sake, shut up, you fat bitch! Don't drown the little brat! Where the hell is he? Who's to tell they haven't picked him up already? And if he's in trouble, so am I. Who can trust the bastards to keep their word? Wonder how he'll take it. This time, it's for real. Oh, the first time it was hilarious. Something out of a Chaplin movie. All of us knights of the windmill went underground. I felt good, exhilarated, didn't know any better. The idea was to lie low for a while and then maybe go over to Bolivia or even the States, who knows. Then we got word that Latour had got out and taken Sally with him. And that's when they started picking us up. Ernestino went underground too, just like the rest of us. What farce. They ignored him completely, swept past him like he wasn't even there. The canto was nothing to them, nothing. Until now, that's to say. Ernestino, is that you? Ernestino? Oh, Osvaldo.
It's you.
I got the bread and some sausages.
And the fags?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit!
It's okay, I was only joking.
Oh, cut it out, I'm not in the mood.
Ah, that's good.
Ernestino.
Yes?
Did you... Did the man follow you today?
No, hombre. Stop worrying.
Who was that you were talking to then?
Oh, that was Mendoza.
What did he want?
Says you were rude to his wife.
Jeez, I thought the roof was coming down. Can't they gag it or something?
The baby's cutting his teeth.
It was sodden. Stop hopping about and sit down, for God's sake. There's something I've got to tell you.
What is it? You look so serious.
This is serious. Look me in the face. No, look at me! Don't mess me about! Was the man following you today? Answer me.
Yes.
Damn it! Look, Ernestino, I know what they're after.
What?
They don't want me. They're not after me.
No?
No, it's you they're after.
Me? Why me?
It was on the radio.
But they talked about me.
No, not you. They talked about it. Look, I was listening to the radio.
Right.
And that's when they said it. They banned Don Quixote. On one of those updating programs, you know, repeat it till you're sick.
What?
Yeah. Pinochet's banned Don Quixote. Can you believe that? Here, listen to what the Viper has to say. I wrote it down. They'll run it again later if you listen. The general believes that the book, Don Quixote, contains a plea for individual freedom and an attack on authority. For these reasons, at this historic moment when Chile has to stand united in the face of its enemies, etc., etc. That's it. Don Quixote is out. Verboten.
Can they do that?
Of course they can do it, you go. Unbelievable, isn't it?
But why me?
They want the canto. Somebody must have remembered the canto, and now they want it. Can't you see?
Maybe it's you they want.
No, they get out of me, they talk. It's the canto.
But what do I do?
Not much you can do. They've taken the rest. The canto's all that's left.
You said the canto was not important.
Well, that's what I thought. That man blighted all our lives, all the rest of us, and now yours.
Why do you hate him like that? He thought he was doing the right thing.
Right thing, my ass. He went about spreading death.
He was a good man.
Oh, good man. Why do you think the professor gave you the canto? Come on. Must have thought it one hell of a joke.
But what matters now is that the canto is mine. I have it.
And they're going to roast your ass for you because of it.
He trusted me with it. Don't always like this. You never see the goodness in anyone.
Hey.
He's still on. Come on. It's bad. You better let it out.
What happens now?
I don't know. Maybe they'll just take the canto and leave it at that. Who knows?
I'm not giving them the book.
Of course you'll give them the book.
Never!
Oh, shut up!
They mustn't have it. If they want it, it's because it must be important to them.
Who knows what's important when you've gone crazy? Why should a few lines of poetry be important?
It must be. It's funny, though.
What's funny?
I keep coming across snatches of it all over the place. Like the time when I lived in a barrio. And even now, at the factory.
Well, of course. Think that time you heard it was the only time it was read out.
I don't know, but where do people pick it up? Tiny bits, pieces.
Yeah. Except for you.
Yes, me. I'm the one who has the whole canto.
Oh, stop being so bloody heroic. You know, in your place, I'd be shit scared and I don't give a toss who knows it.
It's bad, eh?
Bad talk. You saw the shape I was in when you picked me up.
Oswald,
no, no, you're going to hear this out. All of us. All his bloody knights were raped. And beaten. And kicked about till we pissed blood.
Oswaldo, I'm not
we
brave.
We let them have what they wanted. We gave them their damn books. Signed to whatever they threw at us. And agreed to whatever they told us to
agree. Please don't.
Don't you complain to bloody hero with me, country boy. And then, they let us go. Squirming worms. A warning to other pox-ridden heroes like you.
I've told you I'm not brave!
For a son of a whore who turned tail and fed like a coyote.
He too was murdered!
Oh, why should you believe differently? Political assassination? It's not true.
Why do you say that?
Because it's not true that the Junta sent their killers after him. I know.
How? How do you know?
I saw Sally.
Sally?
Yes. Sally. And don't ask me where, because I've already told you more than you should have been told.
But Oswaldo...
Just forget it! Okay? Forget it. I'm going to bed.
Well, aren't you going to have anything to eat?
No, I'm not hungry.
Unless you happen to trip over some reaching hand. Unless you happen to trip over some reaching hand. In the loose earth. In the loose earth. Hastily covered grave. And unless you happen... to trip over some reaching hand over some hastily covered grave.
What the hell are you doing in the dark?
I had enough light.
What are you doing? Reading? Only 3 o'clock in the morning, you're reading. Damn that dog.
It's the light. It sees the light and thinks it's morning.
Stupid animal. Give me that. Canto? What are you doing reading the canto?
I hadn't read it for a long time.
You're crazy, Ernestina. Completely and utterly crazy. Any chance of more coffee?
Coming.
I can't find the matches.
On the shelf with the candles.
Right! What the? That one!
No!
Get it out!
No!
Ernestina! Oh, no, leave him alone! Leave him alone! Ernestina!
Stay back!
No,
stay back!
No.
Stay back!
Go! Right. No.
I'll tell
you, my daughter! My daughter! You fools. Just give them what they want. The pain. God, the pain. I don't know what it's like.
This way, miss. It's usually quiet, but you never know with these animals. On your feet, you communist dog! I'll be outside, miss, just in case.
It's okay, officer. Please, close the door.
As you wish.
Oh, good God, Ernestina, what have they done to you? Aren't you going to talk to me?
Hello, Sally.
You don't seem surprised to see me.
Osvaldo told me you were back.
Osvaldo. What did he call me? Whore?
No, he didn't.
You want to lie down? You can lie down if you want to.
I'm all right. It was only when I moved that it hurts.
I came down as soon as they told me you were here.
How come they let you see me?
I have a friend. He has influence. Oh, my God. I don't want you to go through that anymore. Give them the book, Ernestino, please. Everybody breaks in the end. Why suffer unnecessarily?
What do they want with the book? It's only poetry.
It could be anything, to dirty the professor's reputation if they want to, or even rehabilitate him.
What does that mean?
Touch up the books and make it look like he was in sympathy with them all the time, that we misunderstood him.
How can they do that?
Remember we thought it funny that he had no bigger say in the party? Allende never trusted him. The junta can twist that any way they want.
And that's evil. We know that's not true.
I could show you videos of the others, including myself. We all gave them what they wanted. Let them use it any way they want.
No. You cannot betray him like that.
Oh, my God, Ernestino, he didn't think twice about betraying the trust we put in him.
What happened to the professor?
Why do you ask?
Osvaldo says the junta didn't murder him.
Just forget it. Believe me, Ernestino, it's not worth it. Life's a whore. You're shocked. Oh, poor Ernestino. The tour traded in the network. All of you. He just traded you and his work for freedom.
So they didn't come after you in the States?
Like hell they did.
How did he die?
How did he die? Heroically. Raced out of the back door, holding up his pants, escaping from the wrath of a husband who'd come home too early. Smack into a car and on the ground with his bare ass in the air. A fitting death, don't you think? For such a conniving bastard. You've grown quiet.
What do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything. No! Just give them the book. Remember, I was in the party. I worked my heart out. Is it so surprising it's so completely empty now? It makes no difference. You pick the winner, you live, you go on.
It can't be true. All our hopes, all our lives.
Why is it when I look back, everything is so gray, it's so grim, there's no light, no laughter. Youth shouldn't be like that. Give them the book, Ernestino.
God! God!
I mean, when I saw the police car pull up, I nearly died. Not again, I said. And then you stepped out. Just think of that. Home in a police car. The Mendozas are really lovely for it. Oh, don't worry, you get used to that. Hey, take it easy. Let me change your pillow. Better. That's it. Bruises will get better in about a week. It's the ribs which hurt the longest. Coffee sweet enough?
Yes, thank you.
Last time they were here, it turned the place into a shambles looking for the book and gave me a few clouts while they were at it. Boy, was I pissed off at you. Stubborn mule. But back in a police car. Oh, beats all.
Could you get me another blank? Still cold.
Sure. Here. Did you see the officer's face when he pulled the book out of the crack? Top of the door. Who'd have thought it, you clever sod? Glad you saw sense, finally, though. Hey, have you noticed? The cough's better.
You'll have to help me get on my feet tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Whatever for, stop fretting. Sally sent enough money and stuff to see us through to your fine work. She even sent fags. Come on, lie back. You have a good rest.
I have to get up. I'm
go out. Not for some time yet. I can well tell him. And it's not just the knocks and the pain. In a while, he's going to be hit by the horrors. It's pure terror. A backlash of what he's just been through. Keeps you awake at night, makes you afraid of the dark. Slightest scratch at the door. And there are other things. Ernestino's not like the rest of us. They aren't sure of him. And they can't have him around if they're not sure. No matter what Sally and her friend do for him. Well, I was wrong. Can you believe that? Barely 3 weeks since he's back and he's out looking for work. Big-headed fool. Well, I did try to warn him, didn't I? Serves him right, whatever he has coming to him. What am I supposed to do, for God's sake?
Hey, Osvaldo. What is it, another blackout? What are you doing in the dark? Get the candles, finish up.
Poor sod. Poor bloody sod. You could say he was marked from the very start. Yet he's had the last laugh. The ultimate irony. He got the canto over to the underground somehow, and they've turned it into the song of the resistance. When did he do it? That's what beats me. Perhaps it was that time he went out to look for work. How's that for a lark? The song of that coward and buffoon turned into the song of the resistance. Ernestina would have loved that. One thing for sure. He's left me well and truly buggered. I kept him under scrutiny. He never got in touch with anyone while he was with me. I swear to that. And once outside, they were supposed to have their own people after him. It's not my fault if they fouled it up. But they'll never believe that. They'll say he did it while I was supposed to keep an eye on him. Or worse, that I helped him do it. That I'm still in touch with the other side. Oh, God, that damn peasant.
It is with heavy hearts that we can't find your beloved Dulcinea, unless you happen to slip over some reaching hand. In the loose earth over a hastily covered grave,
Ernesto Panza by Vincent Vella. Ivan Meredith was Ernesto Panza. James Wilby was Osvaldo. Bryony Glasgow was Sally. And James Lawrenson was Professor Latour. The students and neighbours were played by Beth Chalmers, Tom George, Christopher Callum, and Harry Myers. Original music was composed and performed by Martin Medina. Technical presentation was by Dave Johnston, and the production assistant was Lizzie Hart. Ernesto Panza was a BBC World Service drama production. The executive producer was Gordon House, and the director was Rachel Horan.
After the recording of the play, the executive producer, Gordon House, spoke to Vincent Vella, the writer, and asked why he decided to enter the playwriting contest.
I knew you held to such a competition, of course, but Anne Bradley from the British Council in Malta, she told me about it and said, this is it, come on, you do it.
You've written a play set in Latin America, and yet you're not Latin American yourself, so why this particular subject?
I had four of the main characters, you're quite familiar with them now, pretty worked out to my head. It's a question of betrayal and loyalty, you know, that sort of thing. What I needed was a situation to light it up. I was doing a lot of reading on South America at that time, you know, so it sort of started coming together, but it hadn't gelled yet. The gelling came when I read that Pinochet had actually banned Don Quixote. That's a real thing, it's a historical fact. And that's it. That's the thing I needed for Ernestino. Suddenly you start making your way backwards and you say, it was all there all the time. All the characters are human in the sense that they are flawed. Even Ernestino, you know, he's heroic in his own way, but they are human. And nothing like a dramatic situation to bring forth the betrayal and the loyalty. The best and the worst in us, actually.
Now, was this your first radio drama, Vince?
Purposely written, yes. But I had two in Maltese, which were adapted to radio before.
When you're writing a radio play, how did it change from when you're writing a play for stage? I know you've written several stage plays.
Well, I've got something like five under the belt, and two have been put up in what is considered our main theatre back in Malta. The difference is enormous. The difference is enormous. You have to think in sounds, which for me was a new... When they adapted my plays, somebody else did thinking for me. So I listened to those and said, this is something new, challenging, you know? So I had to start all over again.
So you're writing for a medium in which you've only got those four, you've got words, you've got sound effects, you've got music, and you've got silence. Were you very conscious of using those building blocks when you were writing?
Yes, but that was nothing like what I've learned since I've been here. Mind you, I was exhilarated. I mean, I found a medium which I really loved even then when I was doing it back home. But since I've come here, I mean, the possibilities are truly endless, you know. As Rachel, who's the producer, told me, on radio it's a dangerous medium because you can get anybody to say anything at any time, which is the truth. Because what happened is, after they had two or three runs of a scene, they cut it up, paste it, put it together again, and, I mean, it comes out totally different, although it is the same.
Has this inspired you to now write more radio plays?
Definitely, definitely. It's. I mean, as I told you, it's an infinite medium. You can say anything, you go anywhere. Yes, definitely.
Well, Vincent, I hope this will not be the only radio play that you have performed for BBC World Service. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, yes. I mean, a fantastic experience being here, Gordon, truly.
You have just listened to Ernesto Panza, a play written by Vincent Vella that was regional winner for Europe in the BBC World Service and British Council International Radio Playwriting Competition in 1999.